apparently some of our cars are making us drowsy. They are simply too comfortable. Fatigue is responsible for around 20% of fatal crashes. And, well, the experts reckon they've come up with a solution to help fix it. Professor Stephen Robinson is the head of psychology at RMIT. He joins us on the line now. G'day, Professor.
Good morning, Tony. Thanks for having me on the show.
So tell us about your research and what did it find?
Our team at RMIT has been looking at using a driving simulator, and we were able to change the vibration that comes up through the seat. And we found that a particular range of vibrations does make people drowsy, and very quickly, within 15 to 30 minutes.
So how do you eradicate that?
Well, the best way to eradicate it is to redesign car seats or cars to eliminate those particular ranges. Vibrations. It's not all vibration, it's just a particular frequency that causes the sleepiness.
But where's the frequency coming from?
It comes from a whole range of things. It ultimately comes from the road. So the road surface affects the vibration, the tyres that we have on the car, the type of suspension that we have, and the car seat all contribute to the frequencies that we feel through our body.
All right, so are you advocating then that the car makers actually create seats that are less comfortable than what we've become accustomed to?
It's not so much comfort. At the moment, there are design rules around designing cars around comfort and eliminating vibrations that feel uncomfortable. But what we need to be able to do now is develop a range of regulations around the particular frequencies that are felt by the driver. Because a lot of frequencies of vibration are fine. In fact, some of them may actually help keep us alert.
Sorry, I'm just getting a little confused about the frequency. What can you define the frequency for me?
Yeah. Think of music. If you've got something that's low frequency, it's down in the deep bass range, and something at high frequency, it's a high pitched sound. It's the same really with vibration. So we have, when we're driving a car, we can have vibrations that are occurring once or twice a second. All the way up to 100 times a second. And you'll feel those differently through your body. Often you won't be aware of them because the vibration, size of the vibration is quite small. We're finding it's the slow vibrations are the ones that are giving the biggest problem in terms of making us drowsy.
All right, so in a nutshell, how do we fix this problem?
It's possible to redesign car seats to selectively eliminate those frequencies. It'd be very difficult to do in an existing car or a truck. But going forward, it's certainly possible to redesign cars to filter out those particular frequencies. So that's what we'd be working with manufacturers to do.
Right, okay. Well, I'm sure there's plenty of truck drivers listening to us at the moment, Stephen, around the west of the state in particular, who would say there's no chance of them falling asleep at the wheel because the roads are so bad that, you know, every couple of hundred metres there's a dirty big pothole that keeps them awake.
Well, they should count their lucky stars if that's the case. But if we're driving on the Hume Highway or somewhere like that, then, you know, where you've got a reasonably good surface and you've got a fairly consistent surface, that's where the problems can arise. The really exciting thing for us is that we can't stop people getting into a car if they've been a shift worker and they're drowsy, or if they're a long-haul truck driver, but we can. So they're unpreventable forms of drowsiness, but we can prevent the drowsiness coming through the car seat. And given that vehicle accidents, about 20% of them are related to drowsiness, that's a huge area of car deaths. And worldwide, it's about 250 car deaths a year, 250,000 car deaths a year. So if we can make a difference to that, it'd be fantastic.
Interesting. I mean, you talk about the Hume Freeway. I think one of the greatest, I'm no expert and I've not done the studies, but I would have thought cruise control is something that, you know, is it's there for the taking in terms of crashing your vehicle, because it is so easy just to doze off when you've got it on cruise control and the car's doing all the work for you and suddenly you're not having to think about anything.
That's certainly a factor. I mean, cruise control, it does lull you into a false sense of security, and your attention can wane. And if you start to become drowsy, you may not even care about it until it's too late.
Yeah. All right. Fascinating stuff. And anything that can be done to curb the road toll, I think, would be pretty welcome. So good on you.
Thanks very much, Tony.
Thank you. Great. Professor Stephen Robinson there, the head of psychology at RMIT.